Sheeran dazzled with the performance of I Was Made to Love It, and the band Perry, Andrea Bocelli, and more as our Grammy tribute to Stevie Wonder continues. Only CBS.
In 1972, Stevie released an album called Music of My Mind, on which he played nearly every instrument. It was groundbreaking. And now, over 40 years later, a young singer-songwriter using the technology of the day builds upon the foundation laid by the great Stevie Wonder. Here is Ed Sheeran.
To hear came from Stevie's 1974 album, Fulfilling This His First Finale, and is one of his funkiest and most political. It was directed poignantly at then President of the United States, Richard Nixon. How good a song is it? Well, 2 days later, the record came out and Nixon resigned. Here to perform, You Haven't Done Nothing. Or as my mama would say, you ain't done a damn thing. In very different times, three members of my extended family who just won a new Grammy, the band Perry.
Ladies and gentlemen, an original and founding member of the Supremes, Mary Wilson.
Thank you so much. Stevie, I remember a long time ago, 1961 perhaps, I guess it was, we the Supremes were at Motown and we were like hanging around Barry. Of course, this was before we had hit records. There's something very supremely wonderful about three women putting their voices together. Anyway, please welcome a very talented trio that got together for one night only to salute Stevie. And it's India Ari, Janelle Monae, and Jill Scott.
Thank you, Mary. Amazing. We are proud to stand together and sing one of Stevie's greatest songs, In the Key of Life.
This is one of the greatest love songs ever written. And we sing it tonight as a love letter to this man and this artist we could not admire more.
This song is called As. And Stevie, into the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky. We'll be loving you all.
Every people knows on the planet. The only problem is that listening to this song, I thought it was a very simple song. When I decided to sing this song, geez, so difficult. I did all my best just to say I love you. Thank you very much.
Spring.
Jennifer Hudson, Neo, and a special surprise for Stevie as our Grammy salute to Stevie Wonder continues. Only CBS. Ladies and gentlemen, Grammy and Oscar winner, Jennifer Hudson.
This is one of my favorite songs. Stevie, you have touched all of us so dearly. So I can only hope to touch you with this.
Further, let's put the spotlight on our musical director who actually started with Stevie Wonder when he was 19 years old. Give a round of applause for Greg Pillengaines and his wonderful orchestra. Who has done more to help the rest of us to see the abilities of people who are blind than Stevie Wonder? He's done this through his words, but even more through his actions. So tonight, at Stevie's request, We take you into his world. To do that, we're asking all of you here to close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes. And for all of you at home, you can close your eyes as well now. We're darkening your screen so that you can share Stevie's inner visions. And as you listen, consider the fact that Stevie wrote this next song in the key of life to celebrate the birth of his daughter Aisha in 1975. Isn't She Lovely is one of the most joyful and life-affirming songs ever created. Also remember, this gifted man wrote this song about someone he has loved for nearly 40 years, but only seen in his mind's eye. Performing Isn't She Lovely tonight, three-time Grammy winner, Ne-Yo.
Stevie Wonder, I am who I am because you are who you are. I just want to say thank you.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Born with a heart of gold. I never thought through love, Stevie, would make wonders of me. She, but isn't she lovely?
People on this stage. Now, a lot of people try to imitate Stevie Wonder. I tried it a couple of times myself, but let's just be honest. Stevie Wonder has more talent in his braids than most of the artists that are out here today. One braid from Stevie Wonder does more talent than some of the stuff that is out here today. That's why he's been able to reign for decades. But Stevie's good book is a songbook, maybe the deepest and most beautiful of all time. And I believe the secrets we can all seek can be found right there in Stevie's songs in the key of life. So right now, get on your feet right now. Get on your feet right now, because accept no substitute, because here is Stevie Wonder himself, the Academy. Thank you. The most important figure in music of all time, Stevie Wonder!
all-star finale you don't want to miss.
Stevie Wonder hasn't simply given the world great songs. He's given us great songs that have moved us to do great things. So as we celebrate his many achievements, let's take a moment to remember how Stevie used the power of music to help inspire our nation to once and for all honor the undying dream of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was an intellectual prophet, but he combined that with his leadership abilities.
He was very inspiring because he spoke beautifully. He just spoke from his heart and his wonderful mind.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
After his death, we were trying to live out and fulfill Dr. King's dream.
And it occurred to me, a national holiday in his honor.
There's no doubt that we need a national holiday. We need a moment to come together in the spirit of a man who taught this world how to love.
Well, Martin Luther King Jr. would say that a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. That was the purpose of our protests and much of his preaching. But Stevie Wonder made it into a song.
The song Happy Birthday helped the movement, and the support for the King Holiday Bill grew.
It transformed it from a political issue to an artistic expression.
The Senate today made it final. Slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. is now the only American besides George Washington to have a federal holiday to mark his birth.
It's a tremendous moment for the elimination of racial prejudice.
Somewhere, Dr. King is smiling, not because his birthday is a national holiday, but because we, as Americans, are moving in the right direction.
Stevie Wonder is a very spiritual human being. Music does that to you. He feels more of the vibrations of life than you and I see.
You can't get a bigger heart than Stevie Wonder, you know?
He saw Dr. King as being a transformative figure. So it was a coming together of a great musician and what I think is the greatest leader of the 20th century.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at
last. I cannot leave this stage, this building, this planet, without letting you all know how much I thank you, I love you. I don't have to know you. I may have not ever met you or may never meet you, but I want you to know that I love you. I love you, first of all, because the God that I serve says we should love everyone. I also love you because it feels better to love than to hate. And I believe that if we can just come together, because we must come together, because we are at a spiritual warfare, and we must, without question, let the world know that love is king and queen. I encourage the songwriters, all of us as songwriters, to write songs about love, to inspire and encourage our family. I encourage our family as people in the media and press everywhere to inspire inspire this world, inspire this planet. Because I believe that if we come together, as it is said, when two or more believe, then Almighty God is between it. Let us come together. Let us fool everyone that thinks it's impossible. Let's make the impossible so very possible by loving. Love is the key, and you have given me love, and I thank you for it. Thank you so much. It is why I, without question, felt it important to have a national holiday acknowledging Dr. Martin Luther King with a national holiday, a day that we could celebrate every single person who've lived and who's died for the principles of freedom, equality, and civil rights, and economic rights, and justice, but as well, every culture, for we truly are the world. Don't ever forget that. And the sooner you know it and believe it and are clear on it, the brighter the world will be. Let's hit it. Let's do happy birthday right now, everybody.
This Thursday.
Oh.
I want to take this fight straight to the president. I know when you're bluffing. Go ahead, go to the press.
This committee has evidence of embezzling.
I'm considering firing all of you. Welcome back to the law.
Sit down. Let me see those pretty legs of yours.
Awkward silence.
You're a good person, Detective Agnew.
And you, Agent Chamberlain, you're the devil.